One person died, and at least seven were critically injured after a gas explosion yesterday morning in a northwest Baltimore neighborhood near Reisterstown Road Plaza. The blast destroyed three homes, and its exact cause remains unknown. WYPR health reporter Sarah Y. Kim was at the scene yesterday afternoon.
A gas explosion ripped through three row homes and damaged several others near Labyrinth and Reisterstown Roads shortly before 10 a.m. on Monday. More than 200 rescue personnel from Baltimore City and surrounding counties were on the scene through the evening, searching for victims trapped in the rubble. LaTanya Heath was one of several residents who was forced to evacuate after her home was damaged. She stood for hours in the heat as a rescue operation took place, concerned for her neighbors who had been affected. Heath felt the explosion while working in her dining room.
I felt the boom and then heard the glass shatter in my living room, which is a bay window. And I got up because I thought perhaps it was my neighbor who was cutting my grass. Maybe a rock hit the window and that's what caused it to shatter.
When Heath looked out the front door, she saw smoke and a crowd of people gathering down the street. Her neighbor shouted to her that there was an explosion.
And when I looked down and saw the rubble, I was like, this is not happening. Then I looked at my window from the outside. It had blown completely off.
The back windows of Heath's house had also exploded. Police told her to evacuate, and Heath saw firefighters at the scene as she left her house.
It was just total chaos. When I was looking out around my neighbors, the doors had been blown off of different neighbors' homes. The windows had been blown off. It was like we were just in a disarray, like this is not happening. It was unreal.
Helen Williams learned about the explosion after getting a call from her girlfriend Monday morning. Her girlfriend's sister, a close friend of Williams, was at her home across the street from where the explosion occurred.
She was in the bed, you know, when it happened. Roof it came in, windows were shattered, the doors and all of that.
Williams was among several who arrived at the scene to support a loved one, waiting on the lawns of nearby row homes for updates on who had been injured or killed. She said her friend was in some pain and injured, but not critically. During an afternoon press conference, Baltimore Fire Department spokeswoman Blair Adams confirmed that there was one death and six critically injured, and that they were still conducting a rescue operation.
To make sure that we remove all the debris and the rubble to check to see if there is even any other victims inside.
The Department of Housing inspected homes for gas leaks, and the Red Cross helped those displaced find temporary shelter in homes and hotels. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young thanked first responders and other agencies at the press conference.
A lot of houses have been destroyed. A lot of windows have been shattered in this community. And me and the council president just want everyone to pray for these people who have been affected.
Baltimore City Council President Brandon Scott called on the city to do what they can to support those who'd survived.
And I want everybody in the city really to rally around those individuals that are still fighting for their lives. That's what we should put all our hopes, all our prayers, all our energy.
Those who wish to support the victims can make an online monetary donation or donate food, water, and other essentials through the Red Cross. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.